机会正在在大家一起来一起来敬拜主，真是一个何等的荣耀。
May God help us that the year 2017 will be a year that God draws us closer to His heart.
愿主让我们的2017年成为一年是他让我们和他更加亲近的一年。
Amen.
Amen.
When someone does something exceptionally well, you want to know their secret.
当你看到别人做一件事情做得特别出色的时候，你通常常会想知道他们有什么秘诀。
Have you ever been to someone's house, taste their cooking, and you ask, "What's the secret? What's the secret ingredient?"
就是比如说你们去朋友家做客的时候啊，尝到了他们做的菜，觉得特别的好吃，你会问他们说。你有什么秘诀了？怎么菜做得这么好呢？
Let's show this next slide. This is anybody know what this is? This is Taiwanese beef noodle soup.
大家应该知道啊，这道菜啊，这是台湾很有名的这个台湾牛肉面。
And boy, somebody at our church, she's really, really good at it.
我们教会呢也有一位姐妹呢，她做这个台湾牛肉面做得特别好吃。
So one time they invited us over, and after we finished this delicious 牛肉面, she told us her secret.
那有一次呢，她就请我们到她家做客，给我们做了这道牛肉面。
And it's so simple. It's just this one thing that she does differently from everybody else, and it's so simple. It's just one thing.And it just makes all the difference.
原来呢，他告诉我们的秘诀之后呢，原来呢就是真的是非常的简单。他做的所有事情里面只有一件是跟别人不一样的，但是就是因为这一件事情，那呢他做的牛肉面呢，真的就做的比别人的都好吃。
Right. But I can't tell you, because then it wouldn't be a secret.
对，我不能告诉你那个，告诉你那个就不是秘密了。
So another example, the stock market is not very stable lately.
另外一个例子啊，那最近的股市呢不是太稳定。
So get next picture. If Warren Buffett, one of the wealthiest person in the world, if he was here and we were to ask him, Mr. Buffett, what is your secret?
那如果说巴菲特这个世界上最有钱的人之一今天在这里的话，我们就会问他说，巴菲特先生，你到底有什么秘密？为什么你老是能赚钱？
And if he was to tell us, well, it wasReally, really simple, actually, and this is one thing that I do to beat the market.
那如果他跟你说，其实真的很简单，就只有一件事情，那只要做这一件事情，你就可以赢过这个大市了。
What would we do?
那我们会做什么事情呢？
We take our notes and pens. Our ears perk up.
我们肯定会拿出我们的笔和纸，是吧？我们的竖起耳朵就会听了。
Tell me that one thing.
就告诉我那一件事情是什
么。Tell me your secret.
告诉我你的秘密是什么。
Today, the Apostle Paul wants to tell us his one thing.
那今天使徒保罗就会告诉我们他的那个生命中的一件事情。
The Apostle Paul, he saw Jesus with his own eyes. He encountered Jesus. He wrote.Half of the entire New Testament.
使徒保罗是他亲眼看到了主基督，然后他真的亲身的亲自的经历了主耶稣，然后他写了新约的一半。
He wants to tell us his one thing.
他想告诉我们他的就是一件事情。
And I believe that if we can learn from him and if we can hold on to this one thing, we will do well this year.
那我相信如果说我们能够从他身上学习，就抓住这一件事情的话，我们这2017年就会做得非常好了。
So with that in mind, let's look at today's passage, Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 14.
那记住这一点之后，我们今天一起来读一下今天的经文，腓立比书的三章七到十四节。
Now, if we could all stand and let's read English first and then Chinese.Okay, verse 7. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. Next slide. Verse 10. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
好，现在我们一起来读中文哈，第七节。然而对以前对我有益的事，现在因基督的缘故，我已经把这些事看作是损失。不但如此，我甚至把一切都看作是损失，因此我把认识我主基督耶稣看为是至高无上的。我为基督耶稣损失了一切，而且把一切都看作是粪土，为要赢得基督。不是拥有那本于律法自己的义，而是拥有那急着信基督而来的义，就是来自神基于信的义。要在他的苦难里相契合，效法他的死，或许我能得以从死人中复活。这并不是说我已经得到了或已经得以完全了，而是说我在竭力追求，或许我真的可以得着，为此我也被基督耶稣得着了。弟兄们，我不认为自己已经得着了，但是我有一件事，就是忘记背后，争取前面的，向着目标竭力追求，为了得到那在基督耶稣里神至高召唤的奖赏。
May God bless the reading of His word.
求主祝福我们在读他的言。
You may be seated.
大家可以请坐。
Do you hear God, the Apostle Paul, his heart? Do you hear his main concern in his life?
你看到了保罗内心深处的所思所想了吗？他的最主要的忧虑是什么呢？
Look at the key verses for today is verses 8 and 10.
我们看一下今天最关键的经文，就是第八到第十节。
His passion is I want to know Christ.
他心中的热情是他很想认识主基督耶稣。
And I hope that, you know, as we're thinking about this new year and making a new year resolution, I hope that this will be one of our new year resolutions, is that we also, we would want to know Christ more this year.
我希望就是我们在新的一年开始做我们的新年的决心时候，我们希望说更加多的认识主基督耶稣，也可以成为我们的新年的决心。
All right, so three things I want us to keep in mind today.
那有三件事情我希望我们今天可以牢牢地记住。
The outline for today, number one is knowing God has to do with relationship.
那今天概要的第一点就是认识主，那必须是和关系相关的。
Secondly, knowing God has to be the number one priority in our lives.
那第二点就是认识主，那必须就是我们生命中最高的优先权。
Number three, if we truly want to know God, we need to be reminded that it takes intentionality.
那第三点就是，如果我们真心的想去认识主的话，那这是需要有这个意向性的。
All right, number one, knowing God, We're not talking about just a religion, but we're talking about a genuine relationship with God.
那第一点哦，认识主，那我们并不是说只是一个宗教，而是我们在讲的是一个和主建立一个真诚的关系。
Look at verses 4 and 6. Here, the context, Paul was a Pharisee.
那我们看一下第四到第六节哦，那这里的前后关系背景是说，保罗是一位法利赛人。
The Pharisees, they were a group of religious leaders who pride themselves in how strictly they obeyed the rules.
那法利赛人就是当时的这样一群的宗教领袖，那他们严格的遵守、履行和遵守宗教的仪式和遵守这个律法，他们并此呢非常自豪。
And so they equated their spirituality with how well they can observe the rituals.
那他们就把自己的灵命和这个宗教仪式，还有他们能够多好的遵守这些宗教仪式，把这两个事情呢就混淆在一起了，把等同在一起了。
So verses 4 and 6, it's Paul saying, if you want me to brag about myself, this is all the things I have done.
那第四到第六节就是保罗在说，如果你们想我夸我自己一下的话，那这些就是所有我所做过的事情。
But he's making a contrast here. And in verse 7, he says, But whatever were gains to me now, I consider them nothing, worthless.
那实际上他只来这做一个对比，他只是说，那现在看来以前我得到的所有东西其实都是不是任何东西，都是虚空。
Because nothing compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
所以和这个至高无上的能够认识主的这个恩典和这个相比的话，没有任何东西可以相比。
Next slide. Paul was making a contrast between rituals, these religious routines versus a genuine personal relationship with God.
那保罗当时在做一个对比，他是把这个宗教那种宗教的仪式那些流程和这个真诚的关系在做一个对比。
I think it's very easy for us, or maybe people that we know, they have a tendency to equate their spirituality, their faith, with their religious practices.
那其实即使对我们很多人来说，还有或者我们的朋友来说，也是蛮容易的把这个宗教还有宗教的仪式和这个真诚的关系给等同在一起。
Sometimes you want to talk to people about Jesus Christ, about their faith. They said, "Oh no, I don't believe that." But I used to go to church.
有时候你会跟朋友、跟人说、跟别人说，想讨论一下主基督耶稣啊、哦，这个我们的信心。但是他们说，哦，我不相信主基督耶稣，那是我去教会。
I'm a very religious person.
啊，我是一个有宗教的、有宗教信仰的一个人。
I went to a religious school.
我上学的时候去的就是一个宗教学校。
I used to sing in the choir.
我以前也在诗班中献诗。
I was even baptized as a baby.
我还是一个小婴孩的时候，我就已经受洗了。
You know what Paul would say? No. That's not what we're talking about here.
这时保罗就会说，不对的，这不是我们在讲的事情。
We're not talking about religion. We're talking about a genuine personal relationship with God.
我们不是在讲一个宗教，我们讲的是一个真诚的和主的这样的一个个人的关系。
Now we're talking about knowing God today. There are different levels of knowing.
那当我们讲到认识主的时候啊，其实认识是有不同的层面的。
So I did some research, okay, and I want to show you some pictures. Do you know these people? Who is this? All right, let's see if you know these people.
所以我做了一些小小研究啊，所以呢，看看大家认不认识这几个人。
Anybody knows this person?
有没有认识他？
Okay, very good. Okay, how about this next person?
再下一位呢？
Abraham Lincoln, right?
林肯总统。
How about this next person?
这下一位呢？
Princess Diana.
Diana 王妃。
I did a research on the most popular people in the whole world. These are the results.
所以我做了一个简单的 research 研究啊，就是找这世界上最受欢迎的人。这三位就是世界上最受欢迎的。
And yes, I'm sure all of us, we would say we know these people.
我相信我们所有人都会说 ，Yeah, 我们认识他们。
But you know what Paul would say?
但是你知道保罗会说什么吗
？No, you don't know these people.
保罗说，不对的，你不认识他们。
You just know about them. That's all.
你只是知道他们，听过他们。
See, the word knowing in the Bible, very interesting. It has the deepest level of relationship with someone.
所以认识这个词在圣经里面其实是非常特别的，因为呢，它有一个很深层次的关系这样一个意义。
For example, look at this verse, Genesis 4:17. It says, Cain made love to his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch.
那比如说，我们看一下创世纪的第四章十七节，该隐与妻子同房，他就怀孕生了以诺。
Another translation says, Cain loved his wife and slept with her. The idea that they had deep, intimate relationship.
那另外一个翻译的版本是这样说的，就是该隐爱他的妻子，并与他同房。那这里的意思就是真的有一个很深层次的亲密的关系。
But you know what? Most of the verse translations in the Bible translations, they translated this verse, which you hit the next says Cain knew his wife and they had a baby.
所以其实呢，原来呢，有趣的是说，在大部分的更老的、更早的版本里面呢，这一个经文呢翻译成了更简单，那只是说该隐认识他的妻子，然后他们就有孩子了。
Do you see how the word knowing has the implication of the deepest level of relationship?
所以大家看到了这个。在圣经里面认识这个词其实是有一个隐含的意思，那就是有一个最深的关系。
Now let me talk to the young girls, single girls here.
那看看在座的年轻的女生们单身的女生们。
If some guy comes to you after today's message and say, Hey, can we hang out? Because I really want to know you. Watch out.
所以如果在今天的讲道结束之后，如果有一位男生来跟你说，你有时间吗？我们可以出去吗？我真的很想认识你，那可能你就要注意了。
See, when Paul talks about knowing Christ, he's talking about a deep, intimate relationship, personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
所以当保罗在讲到认识基督的时候，他真正的意思是说，是一种以很亲密的、很深层次的关系去认识主基督耶稣。
And so today, if that's the case, when it comes to knowing God, it makes one wonder how many Christians they know all about Christ, but they don't really know Him.
所以在今天，那我们讲到认识神的时候，那我们就不得不想一下说。在今天的基督徒里面有多少是说他们知道有上帝有神，但是实际上并不真正的认识基督耶稣。
Oh yes, they have all the head knowledge about God, about Jesus, but they never have a personal intimate relationship with Him.
当然他们真的有很多很多理性的知识关于上帝神基督的认识，但是他们却从来没有亲自的很真切的这样亲密的经历过主。
Look at this verse, Jesus' words to Philip.
所以大家看一看主基督耶稣对腓力讲的这些话。
Philip, you have been with me for so long, but you still do not know me.
腓力，我与你们在一起这么久了，你还不认识我吗？
See, we're knowing, you still do not.Have an intimate relationship with me.
所以讲到认识的时候，主基督耶稣讲说，你现在还跟我没有一个很亲密的关系。
Jesus said in the book of Matthew, says, on that one day, some will say, yes, we did this for you, we've done this for you. But I will say to them, away from me, I never knew you.
在马太福音七章里面，耶稣说，那一天有许多人会对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名做先知传道吗？我要向他们宣告，我从来不认识你们，离开我。
A question for us to ask ourselves is this, is our faith, is our Christian life characterized more by rituals and religion or more by relationship with God?
所以我们要问我们自己这个问题，就是说在我们的基督徒生活里面，我们的基督徒生活是以这种宗教和仪式为特征的呢，还是更多的是以和主基督耶稣的亲密关系为特征的？
One is religion, one is a work, one is a burden, an obligation, but the other one is joy, desire, and passion.
一个是宗教，那是一种责任负担和工作，而另外一个是喜乐、渴望，还有热情。
See, today, if there's anyone here who's not yet a believer, I am so glad you're here today.
所以今天如果在座的各位还有人没有相信主的话，那真的非常高兴你能够跟我们在一起。
I believe God wants you to know that Christianity is not about rituals, a bunch of do's and don'ts, but it truly is about a genuine relationship with God.
所以神想你们明白，基督教并不是只是一堆的规矩仪式，而和你能做什么和不能做什么，其实基督教完全就是和主基督耶稣的真诚的关系。
And I hope you can pray along with all of us, Lord, I want to know you more.
那我希望你能够跟我们一起来祷告，说主啊，愿我能够更多的认识你。
God, I want to grow closer to you.
主啊，愿我和你更加的亲近。
Amen.
Amen.
Second thing, knowing God is not just something nice to do in our life, but it has got to be the number one priority.
第二点呢，就是认识神的话，并不是说我们生命中一件我们可以做的不错的一个事情。那必须是他有最高的优先权。
Look at verses 7 and 8. Whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For whose sake I've lost all things, I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ.
所以我们看看第七到第八节，然而以前对我有益的事，现在因基督的缘故，我已经把这些事都看作是损失。不但如此，我甚至把一切都看作是损失，因为我把认识我主基督耶稣看为是至高无上的。我为基督耶稣损失了一切，而且把一切都看作是粪土，为要赢得基督。
Do you see that for Paul, knowing Christ is the most important thing in his life?
所以现在你明白，对于保罗来说，认识基督是他生命中最重要的事情。
This relationship that we have with Jesus Christ is the most important thing in our life.
我们和基督的这个关系是我们生命中最重要的事情。
Listen to Jesus' words in John chapter 17, verse 3. He says, "This is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God."
所以我们看一看约翰福音十七章第三节，认识你独一的真神，并认识你所差派的耶稣基督，这就是永恒的生命。
Eternal life, that's all everybody's looking for. That's the ultimate reward for all of us. And Jesus says, that eternal life, what it's all about? It's about a relationship with God.
那我们都渴望永恒的生命，因为永恒的生命是我们可以得到的最高的奖赏，而基督就说，这永恒的生命就是和主基督的亲密的关系。
In Luke chapter 10, there's a story of
Jesus and his disciples going over to Martha, Mary, and Lazarus' house for dinner.
那在路加福音第十章，讲到一个故事，是耶稣和他的门徒一起去玛利亚和马大的他们的家里去探望他们，还有拉撒勒。
So while Martha, this older sister, was busy cooking in the kitchen, Mary, the younger sister, was sitting at the feet of Jesus.
那姐姐马大当时在厨房里面很忙碌的在烧饭做菜，而玛利亚却是坐在耶稣的脚前听他的话语。
Again, there's a contrast there. One was busy working, laboring, complaining. The other one was resting, spending time before Jesus.
这里就有一个很鲜明的对比，一位是很忙碌的在劳碌工作，而另外一位呢却是在休息，然后呢在和耶稣基督在一起相处。
Look at this passage. Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Jesus and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister had left me with all the work by myself to be made? Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed.
所以我们看一下这段经文哦，马大被许多要做的事弄得心烦意乱，就上前来说：“主啊，我妹妹忘我一个人伺候，你不理吗？”主回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多事操心忙碌，但是最需要的只有一件。”
The Creator of heaven and earth says, "Only one thing is needed."
这天地的造物主告诉我们说，最需要的事情只有一件。
Mary has chosen that one thing.
玛利亚选择了那一件事情。
Developing in an intimate relationship with me.
就是在和我在建立一个亲密的关系。
Do you see how important this one thing is?
你可以看到这一件事情它有多重要了吧。
Another translation translated this only one thing is needed. It's translated, it's something that you cannot do without.
那另外一种翻译这一件事情的方法说法就是说，就是有一件你没有它你就活不了的事情。
Think about that. What is something that we cannot do without?
所以大家想一下，有什么事情是说没有它了，我们就真的活不下去了。
Let's do an exercise right now.
我们做一个小小的练习。
Let me help you out. Let's figure out what is something that we cannot do without.
我可以帮大家一下去想一想，有什么事情是说没有它，我们真的就没法活了。
Okay, on the count of three.
我数到三。
I want you to stop breathing.
我数到三，我希望你们就都停止呼吸，
right.
就屏住呼吸。
One, two, three.
一二三。
How are we doing?
大家怎么样？
Okay, I don't want anybody to have a heart attack here, okay? But something that we cannot do without.
这我不希望任何人有这个心脏病啊，就是，但是这就是说，没有他，我们真的就没法活的事情。
What is God trying to tell us? Knowing Him, having an intimate relationship with Him is something that we cannot do without.
那神在要跟我们说什么呢？就是认识他和他建立一个亲密的关系， 那是一件真的没有了它我们就活不了的事情。
Okay, so let's ask ourselves this question. How are we doing on this important thing, this one thing? How are we doing?
所以我们问一下我们自己这个问题，说我们在这个最重要的这一件事情上我们做得怎么样呢？
Year 2016 is already behind us.
2016年已经过去了。
If we could kind of reflect back on this entire year, year 2016,
如果我们都一起来回顾一下这过去的2016年这一年。
I'm sure it's a really busy year, right? Am I right? A busy year.
那这一年我想当然是一个非常忙碌的一年。
And I'm sure we've all done a lot and accomplished a lot this last year.
那我想在座各位肯定说成就了非常非常多的事情。
I'm sure there are some good times and there are some challenging times.
那肯定也有一些很好的时光，但也有一些充满了挑战的时光。
If Paul was here, he would ask us this question.
如果保罗在这里的话，他就会问我们这个问题。
Did you come to know Christ more this last year, year 2016?
那在这过去的一年里面，2016年里面，你们有没有更多的认识了基督？
Have you grown closer to Jesus Christ this last year?
你的灵命有没有成长，让你和主基督耶稣更加的亲近？
Let's think about that for a while.
让我们想一想这个问题。
If our answer was no,
如果我们的回答是没有的话，
Then you know what Paul would say to you?
那你想想保罗会跟你说什么呢？
No matter what you have accomplished this last year.
无论你在这过去一年里面你获得了多少的成就。
He would say, you have lost everything.
他会说你失去了所有的东西。
Because you have missed out on the most important thing in this life.
因为你错过你生命中的最重要的事情。
It's something that you could not do without.
是一件就是没有了它你就没法。
And no matter what you have accomplished this last year, you've gained nothing in eternal perspective.
那无论你在这一年里面你获得多少成就，你还是在永恒生命的里面，你还是没有获得任何的东西。
But if our answer was Yes.
但是如果我们回答是说有的话，
Then Paul would say, well then no matter how trying, how difficult this last year was.
那保罗就会说，无论这过去的一年有多困难，有多辛苦，
No matter how much you have sacrificed, how much you have lost.
无论你在这过去一年里面你有多少东西你牺牲了，你失去了。
You have gained everything.
但是你却获得了所有的东西。
Because you have gained Jesus Christ, and that's what truly matters in this life.
因为你得着了主基督耶稣，那这就是在生命里面真正有意义的事情。
See, having an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ has got to be the number one priority in our lives.
所以和主基督耶稣建立一个亲密的关系，那必须是我们最生命中最高的优先权。
And that's why Paul goes on to say in verse 13, One thing I do, forgetting what's behind, but straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
这就是为什么保罗就继续说道，但是我有一件事，就是忘记背后，争取前面的，向着目标竭力追求，为了得到那在基督耶稣里神至高召唤的奖赏。
See, the word press on also was translated. I overstretched myself. I gave everything I've got to gain Christ.
那竭力追求也可以翻译为把自己的能力推向极限，全力以赴。把所有的能力都用上去得着基督。
So the last thing I believe God wants us to know is that knowing Jesus does not come naturally, but it takes intentionality.
那最后一件事情，主向我们知道，就是认识基督并不是自然而然就发生的，它需要有意向性。
It's not something that we carelessly stumble upon.
那不是一件就是我们漫不经心、随随便便的偶然就可以碰到的一件事情。
But it's an uphill battle. It takes total commitment.
那将会是一场艰难的战斗，那需要完全的奉献。
I'm sure today, as we're talking about this topic of knowing Christ, I'm sure all of us agree that, yeah, it's something that we should do.
所以在今天当我们讲到认识基督的这个话题的时候，我想大家都会认同说是这事情非常非常重要。
But the question is, do we really want to know Him? Are we willing to pay the price?
但是问题就是，我们真的想去认识他吗？我们是否愿意付出这个代价呢？
Some will say, "Yeah, Pastor, I know. I want to know Christ."
那我们当中会有人说，牧师，是的，是的，我确实想认识基督。
But I don't think I want to get up early in the morning to read my Bible. I'm kind of lazy.
但是我不能够早上一早爬起来就读圣经，我有点懒啊。
Then I want to say, then you really don't want to know Christ enough.
那我就想说，那其实你并不想真正的去想去。
Some of us say, yes, yes, I think it's important for me to incorporate knowing Christ into my life.
那有人也会说，我也觉得很重要，就是我想在生活里面，我就把这个认识基督作为我生活的一部分。
But to be honest, I'm going through a very busy season of my life right now. This is not good timing.
但是老实说，我最近真的生活真的非常的忙，所以时间还不是最好的。
Then I suggest we really don't want to know him.
那就请恕我直言，其实我们并不想真正的认识基督。
Are we willing to pay the price, give everything we've got to develop the intimate relationship with Jesus?
那我们愿意真的付出这个代价，把我们的所有的一切都拿出来，去和主基督耶稣建立一个亲密的关系吗？
Hebrews 11:6 promises us that God rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
希伯来书也有说，主用讲过说，神的话语告诉我们，他会去奖赏那些热切的寻求他的人的。
If we seek him earnestly, if we seek after him, he will reveal himself to us.
如果我们热切的去追寻他，去寻求他的话，他不是会向我们显现的。
There's a true story of a Kentucky woman who reported to the police.That the man next door was guilty of indecent exposure.
那这是一个真实的故事，在肯塔基州的一位妇女呢，她报警投诉她邻居的那位男人呢有不雅的暴露行为。
The police immediately arrived at her house and looked out her window.
那警察马上就到达了她的家，然后从她家的窗户呢就往外看。
And sure enough.They saw a man shaving.
那确实他们看到了邻居的他那个男人是在刮胡子。
They said to her, but ma'am, because the size of his window, I mean, you don't know if the bottom half of his body is covered up or not.
那警察呢就对他说，女士，因为他家的窗户并不是很大。所以你是看不到他的下半身有没有东西在遮掩的，你是看不到的。
In which she replied, if you stand on top of this table and up on your tiptoes, and you will see.
然后他就说，那不是这样子的。如果你站到这个桌子上，踮起了脚尖，你就能看得到了。
We always find what we're looking for, don't we?
你想，只要我们想找一件事情，我们一定会找得到的，是吧？
Here God promises us, if we put our heart into it, if we seek after Him, He will reward us. He will reveal Himself to us.
所以主，这是对我们的应许。 只要用我们的心去找他，让我们呢热切的找他，他会让我们找到，他会向我们显现的。
But we got to pay that price, whatever that price is, we have to be willing to pay the price.
但是我们要付出那个代价，无论那个代价是什么，我们要愿意付出那个代价。
At the end of the Apostle Paul's life, what did he say? Did he say, "Oh, that was piece of cake. That was so easy"?
在使徒保罗走到他人生的尽头的时候，他说什么呢？他有没有说啊，太容易了，小菜一碟，没问题了
？No, he said. This is what he said. No, I have fought the good fight. I have run that race. I have kept the faith.
不是这样子的。他说那美好的仗我已经打过了，该跑的路程我已经跑尽了。
So let's ask this question: How are we intentional in knowing Christ?
那我们就要问问这个问题，在我们去认识基督的历程中，我们怎么样才做到有意图性？
How will we press on and overstretch ourselves to develop an intimate relationship with Jesus?
我们怎样做才能竭尽我们的全力去和基督建立一个亲密的关系？
The most important thing in our life.
那这件就是我们生命中最重要的一件事情。
I'd like to end today's message by sharing a personal testimony with you.
那我想在今天讲到即将结束的时候，我跟各位分享一下我自己的见证。
Some of you already heard this testimony, but let me say it again because it's so precious to me.
你们可能已经以前听过了这个见证，但是我想再跟你们再分享一次。
My great grandpa was a Buddhist priest.
我的曾祖父是一位虔诚的佛教徒。
Even though he gave everything he had to the Buddhist temple, he never experienced peace in his heart.
虽然他把所有他的一切都奉献给了这个佛教的寺庙，但是他心里却从来没有经历和得到平安。
One day he heard the gospel. He received Jesus Christ into his heart.
有一天他听到了主的福音，他接受了主。
And so he experienced this peace that he never experienced before, and he began to be devoted to God and became an elder in the church.
所以他就开始经历了平安，这种平安是他以前从来没有经历过的，所以他就开始为主侍奉了。
And so as he studied the Bible, he saw howGod's people, that when they receive something from God, when they're blessed by God, they always will give something back to God.
然后他开始研读圣经的时候，他就看到主的这个子民，他们当真的获得了主的恩典的时候，他们会把好的东西再奉献给主。
And so he was thinking, "What God? What can I give to you? What can I return back to you?"
他就开始想说。我的神啊，我能够给你什么呢？我可以还什么给你呢？
He said, "I'm going to give God my very best." So he decided to dedicate his firstborn son to be a full-time minister to tell more people about Jesus.
他就决定把他最好的奉献给神，就是把他的长子，让他的长子做一个全职的牧师。来为更多的人传福音。
His firstborn son was my grandpa.
所以他的长子就是我的祖父。
He lived his life as a devoted servant pastor of God.
他整个一生都是主的一个很忠实的仆人。
Towards the end of life, he suffered a serious stroke.
然后他他在生命的最后的时刻，他有很严重的中风。
And half of his face and body paralyzed.
所以他的有一半的脸还有身体，其实当时都已经麻木了。
And when he would be talking, it was really hard to understand because his speech was slurred.
所以当他讲道的时候其实蛮困难的也很不太容易听明白他讲的讲道，因为他的声音 非常的模糊。
When he was talking conversation,
so 当时他其实他就是他平常讲话的时候也蛮难听明白。
But I would never forget the image of when he was very old. He lived to his early 90s, and our church invited him. We flew him up to Seattle to preach.
但是我这一生没法忘记那一幕，就是让他到90多岁的时候，我们的教会还请他专门让他飞到西雅图来，让他来给我们讲道。
And I still could vividly see him, his body hunched over, his body broken, but he took step after step after step up onto the podium.
我真的当时那一幕，我当时还能很清晰的记得住，他的身体都已经蜷缩在一起，然后呢，身体其实状况并不好，他是一步一步很困难的走到这个台上。
And it's amazing that when he would preach the word of God, he would preach so clearly and powerfully, and we could all understand him.
但是真的是一个神迹，就是当他开始讲道的时候。他讲的话就是非常的清晰，我们都能很清楚的听到他的布道。
I really don't remember what he said, but that image I would never forget. Someone who served Jesus Christ till the very end, his body would allow him to.
我虽然不太清楚他当时布道的具体内容，但是那一幕我永远都能记得。真的是主让一个，让他的仆人侍奉他，侍奉到他身体允许他能侍奉的最后一刻。
Well, in his younger days, he also followed the footsteps of his dad. He also dedicated his firstborn son to full-time ministry.
那在他年轻的时候，他也遵循他爸爸的这个步伐，也把他的这个长子也献给了上帝做全职的牧师。
His firstborn son would be.My dad.
所以他的长子就是我的父亲。
So my dad, he served here in Seattle as a pastor for many years, 20 some years.
And 我的父亲在西雅图这边服侍了大概20多年。
And after he was retired, then he went to Japan to continue to pastor a church there.
那他退休之后，他就去了日本。继续在那边为主侍奉做传道。
And this year he will be celebrating 50 years of serving as a full-time minister.
到今年他就会全职的为主侍奉了整整50年了。
And I have so much respect for him.
我真的是非常的尊敬他。
Well, to make a long story short, as soon as they.My parents found out that I would be a boy.
那长话短说，当我的父母发现我是一个男生男孩的时候，
They gave me this name.
他就给我们起了这一个中文名。
That's my name.
这就是我的中文名。
Now, you know that this name, this character is made up of two characters.
所以大家也知道这个字就是由两部分两个字组成的。
It means the Lamb of God.
那意思就是说是神的羔羊。
In a way, they're saying that this one will be offered up to God.
所以他们就等于在说，这个孩子是我们献给主的祭礼。
So sure enough, I went through 7 years of Bible training.
所以我后面就经过了7年的圣经的学习和训练。
And I've been serving God for more than 20 years.
那我已经侍奉主侍奉了超过20年了。
I know you can't tell I look so young, right?
Okay. 看起来蛮年轻的。
But let's be honest, all right? At times, I struggle.
但是我也很老实地说，有时候我也在挣扎。
At times, I forget.
有时候我也会忘记了。
I would forget that it's all about relationship with Jesus.
有时候我也会忘记说这一切都是和主基督耶稣在建立关系。
At times, I have allowed it to become a duty, an obligation, that's something I have to do.
有时候我也让我的侍奉变成了一个义务责任，就是我不得不做的事情。
At times, I have lost that joy in my heart.
有时候我也在服事中失去了这个心中的喜乐。
I need your encouragement.
所以我也需要你们的鼓励。
To remind me, keep focusing on Jesus Christ.
来提醒我说，就全心的专注在主基督耶稣上面。
That you need to focus on growing in your personal relationship with Him.
所以要专注于去建立这个和加强这个和他的和主基督耶稣的个人关系。
So that my service to God would be an outflow of my relationship with Him.
这样子，我为神所做的侍奉，那就是来自于我和主基督耶稣的关系，这是一种外流。
Isn't that your desire as well?
难道这个不是也是你们所想的吗？所想的。
Isn't that your desire as well that when you serve God, you do it not because you have to, but you do it because you want to?
难道你们也不渴望说，当你们服侍主的时候，那并不是因为说你必须要做，而是你愿意去做。
Isn't it your desire that one day when you see Jesus, He would not say to you, "I don't know you"?
难道你的内心不渴望，当你看见主基督耶稣的时候，他不会对你说，我不认识你？
But that He would say to you, "My good and faithful servant, now come and enjoy your master's happiness."
他而是对你说，你是我忠实的仆人。做得真的很好，现在来享受你主人所赐的幸福吧。
That's our desire, amen.
这是我们的渴望。
So at the beginning of this year, let's be reminded, let's encourage one another.
在这新的一年里面，让我们都记住这个事情，让我们互相的鼓励。
Knowing Jesus Christ, our faith is not religion; it's about personal relationship with God.
认识主基督耶稣不是一个宗教，而是说要和我们的神，我们的主基督耶稣建立关系。
Knowing Jesus Christ is not just something nice that we do, but it's got to be the number one priority in our life.
认识主基督耶稣并不是我们生命中一件蛮不错的事情，而它必须是我们生命中优先权最高的一件事情。
And because of that, we need to do whatever it takes, spur on one another, encourage one another, so that each one of us, we would develop a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus.
那正因为如此，我们必须做我们能够做的任何的事情，相互的挑战，相互的鼓励，竭力的建立我们和主基督耶稣的关系。
And when we do that, when we can do that,Guess what? No matter what happens this year, the year of 2017 will be a great year.
那如果我们能这样做的话，无论这一年2017年发生什么样的事情都好，这2017年都将会是一个美好的一年。
A God-pleasing year.
是一个蒙主所喜悦的一年。
A God-glorifying year.
是一个充满了主的荣耀的一点。
May that be a reality for us.
那愿这成为我们的，这成为现实。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we first of all want to ask for your forgiveness.
我们的天父啊，我们想真的求主你。给我们原谅我们。
Because so often we have allowed this to be simply religion.
因为我们时常让我们的宗教，我们的基督徒生活变成了一个宗教。
It becomes an obligation, something that we don't really want to do, but we
felt like we had to do it.
我们让它变成了一个负担，一件我们不太愿意做，但是不得不做的事情。
But thank you for reminding us today that it's all about a personal relationship with you.
感谢主，你今天再次的警醒我们，这是和主基督耶稣的关系。
You long to be with us. You long to be close to us.
你想和我们在一起，你想我们更加的亲近。
Lord, help us. Help us do everything we can this year to put you first in our lives.
主啊，求你帮助我们，帮助我们在这一年里面做我们真的能够做的任何事情，来把你放在我们最高的优先级。
That we would do whatever we can to grow and to seek you, to grow closer to you.
那我们会做我们能所有的事情。来成长我们的灵命，让我们和你更加的亲近。
Lord, because that's our prayer for this year, is that Lord, we want to know you more.
主啊，我们今年的祷告就是，愿我们能够更多的认识主你。
We want to grow closer to you.
我们使我们的灵命成长，和你更加的亲近。
We want to have more of you in our life.
我们希望在生命里面更多的经历主你。
Yes, may that be a reality for us this year, year 2017.
愿这个都在我们2017都是一个愿望成真。
May God help us to do that.
愿主求主帮助我们做到这个事情。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.